Well, welcome to this installment of Play Like a Raven, and we have offensive coordinator with us, Cam Cameron. And Cam, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Q. Glad to be here.
And obviously, the quarterback position. We talk a lot about the different elements of what makes a good quarterback, but I think the FBI, the football intelligence, really helps separates the good ones from the great ones. Talk about Joe and his intelligence.
No, there's no doubt about it, because a ton of talented guys come into the league, but your intelligence, your smarts, those are the things that keep you in the league and keep you winning in this league. And a great example of that, Q, is right here. We're in a bunch left formation, bunch left flip. You can see we got Vontae Leach flipping, getting him in position for protection. We got 7-87, and we've tagged this play to it's called Z pump. We put Torrey on a 7 pump, and we're really taking a shot. We're trying to bring Ed inside to grab 2. All right, single up Torrey and throw the ball over the top. But you'll see where the intelligence part comes in. Joe is going back. We're trying to throw the ball vertically. He's looking up the field, but now he gets pressure. He gets some pressure off the edge. We knew Houston could rush the passer. We get a little leakage here coming off the left side. Joe steps up, and now he's got to transfer right now off this Z pump. And now he's got to find his check down. And here's Ray Rice right here for his check down. And I think a lot of quarterbacks, especially guys that have played 4 years or less, tend to get stuck on the upfield route, give up sacks, critical situations. Joe is able to not only avoid, use his athletic ability, but use his smarts, get the ball off. Great catch by Ray. And now we're moving the chains. Another example, we're playing Cleveland, and we're in third down. Critical situation in the game. We're in twins left, and now another gone protection. You look at this backside linebacker.
Yeah, creeping up.
If he stays deep, then Joe really has got 3 options to this side. So now he's thinking here, but now all of a sudden, the backer creeps up inside, and he knows he's got Ray on a bullet. So now he transfers from the scheme of the defense to a matchup, almost like you would in basketball. All right, now this backer's creeping up. You get a linebacker who's playing up in the line of scrimmage one-on-one with Ray Rice. You'd like to think we're going to get a nice little rub here underneath, and we've got Ray coming over the top. And Joe turns what a lot of guys would have missed that read, because if this one little thing, this backer stays deep, he's probably going the other side. The last second, Joe creeps up, and I remember these guys coming off the field. The first thing Joe and Ray both said to me, could you believe he walked up in there? And right now, because we really would have had a good play regardless of what that linebacker did, but now that gives us an opportunity for a big play.
Well, it's interesting because you talk about, can you believe that guy walked up to the line of scrimmage? That tells me also, from an intelligence standpoint, the film study during the week of practice, that's stored knowledge that you have to bring up under a pressure situation that Joe, as well as Ray Rice, did.
Absolutely. And when you get... You get everybody on the same page, guys start to anticipate and can see things before they actually happen, which really is where your execution goes off the charts.
Slowing the game down, giving yourself an opportunity to make big plays based upon what the defense gives you, you have to have a strong level of intelligence, and therefore you have to play like a Raven.